Among a dozen arrests of reputed members of the Genovese crime family in New Jersey yesterday, one suggests that healthcare may be a new area of involvement for organized crime. An investigation of an alleged Genovese family crew or gang in Hoboken led to charges of gambling and union corruption, but it also turned up evidence that one of them was running a company called Tricon, a healthcare brokerage, a firm that matches businesses or labor unions with healthcare plans. Reporter Selwyn Rabb of the New York Times says that while that is a legitimate form of business, Tricon is charged with unsavory methods.
They would bribe someone who could sell them patients, someone in a union or someone in a company who had some kind of control. So either they would bribe that person or they would in some way intimidate that person to approve the use of 4,000 employees from a union who could be covered by one of their plans. And they claimed on one of the wires that they got as much as $100 for each person they brought into a plan, which apparently was like $20 or $30 more than normally a broker of this type would get. In addition, they also got 28% of all the charges made by an insurance company pay 28% of what the annual fee paid by the company or the union for getting these services. And that apparently also was higher than normal. There's no problem with them getting 28%. It's only whether or not they shouldn't have gotten 28% and whether they paid somebody off or threatened somebody to get such a high percentage.
Now, were the health care plans that these people were being covered by as a result of this group's brokerage, were they legitimate health care plans?
Yes, they all were legitimate. There's no question that the services rendered were good. What they were also doing, it's not quite certain how many numbers are involved, but they were slipping in Genovese crime family members and their friends for free into health plan coverage. So they would either falsely identify somebody as a union member or as an employee of a company, and therefore they would qualify for health care.
So this was, in effect, a way that members of the Genovese crime family could get health care?
Yeah, that was a minor aspect. I think that was just another little perk you might get for knowing the right people in the Genovese crime family, and they would take care of you. But that's a really small extent of it, but it's an outright crime, and it's probably easier to prove than an extortion or a bribery.
Now, they actually gained control, I gather, or it's alleged that they gained control of Tricon Associates.
The theory is they established it or gained control. No one's quite sure. There seems to be no incorporation papers. The state had no oversight. No one knew who they were, who composed them, how they got started. There's no regulatory controls whatsoever.
Well, I mean, did the people, the health care plans that dealt with Tricon, I mean, were they suddenly confronted with a bunch of thugs who were delivering healthcare clients, or were there also other employees who might seem less surprising to be?
No, it's unclear from the evidence presented so far by the state authorities in New Jersey exactly how they manipulated this. All that they're saying, and perhaps it's a bit vague, they're saying they used extortion and bribery to gain contracts and to inflate the prices. How they precisely did it is something that still has to be proven in court, and there's no affidavits or any information in the complaint papers precisely how this was accomplished. It's also important to bear in mind that this is such a new wrinkle for organized crime that types of people who normally investigate them, I think, were totally surprised. The investigation began essentially to penetrate a crew or a gang of the Genovese crime family in Hoboken, New Jersey, and northern New Jersey. And the state police had an undercover agent in there who was wearing a wire. And it was during this investigation that they suddenly discovered that there was this company called Tricon and that it was engaged in selling medical plans. And that was how they stumbled across it. It wasn't until yesterday they actually seized a lot of the records of Tricon. So now they'll be able to start pinpointing exactly what they were doing.
Well, Selwyn Rabb, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Glad to help you out.
Reporter Selwyn Rabb of the New York Times spoke to us from New York.